This is Chris Marishan with Farmers Insurance. Have you noticed you can never get your insurance agent on the phone? That's about as fun as dealing with mosquitoes.
I don't like those mosquitoes. I never did.
Farmers Insurance is extremely competitive in St. Louis, and your insurance policy is only as good as the agent or broker who sold it to you. Give us a chance to quote and earn your business. Wouldn't you rather deal with someone right here in
Missouri
than a 1-800 number in
Pennsylvania?
For a quote, text Chris to 41411 or call us at 314-942-1506.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
710 in St. Louis. You're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com. Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug LaSalle, Vin Vaughn with you on the radio program. And Doug, wow, wow, wow. Look at this Tease Farms Captain's Log. Friend of the show, Matt Vaskirjan of the MLB Network.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be with us at 8 o'clock, presented by DraftKings. And then also in the 8 o'clock hour, Derek Gould, the Post-Dispatch, as the Cardinals beat the New York Mets last night by a final score of 8-1. They get beat by whoever the hell it was that came in after Jonathan Nease retired one hitter. But then they ship Jacob DeGrom all over the ball yard. Matt Carpenter, Randall Grichuk, and Steven Piscotty.
Mm.
Another multi-homer game, Doug.
Think about that next time you want to say something.
Isn't it room?
That was the Cardinal team that you could look at and say, yeah, this team's got a shot. This team has got a shot. If Martinez pitches anything like that the rest of the way, Grichuk continues to hit 19 hits over the course of the game, they got a shot. Then you see him the next night, and they make three errors and lose a couple base runners, and you go, oh, this team doesn't have it. But last night, that was a team that couldn't have played any better.
It is funny with the Cardinals. You never know. It's like they win, and you go, they're great. And then they lose a game that they should win against some also-ran pitcher. Mm-hmm. They're not great.
Well, they do hit. Most nights, they do hit. You got to give them that.
Nice, Doug.
Yeah. We've seen Cardinal teams that have struggled to scratch and claw and score runs. And
like
we're still pretty
last
good.
Year.
We're still pretty good.
Won 100 games last year without that.
And this year, no matter who they face, they hit.
Don't you think the home run makes life easier on everyone, mostly for the media? Like, if you're doing highlights and you got to talk about, like, you know, four singles to get two runs, it's a big to-do.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, you get a three-run homer. Even guys like us can narrate the highlights for that. So, yeah.
Oppo Boppo, that's his 12th of the year, and it made the score 2-1.
Nice.
There,
right? It's less complex. Mm-hmm. And if you're the team that's hitting the home runs, okay, we got three runs right there. Uh-huh. Not a big to-do, guys running around, taking big
easy.
Leads,
it's easy.
Hit and run. What do we do? Just hit a home run.
Now, we got a couple things going on here. Taking a look at the wild card, the Cubs are up 13.5, so that's what the focus, I think, for most people's been anyway for a while. But this wild card is wild. Oh, God, it's so good to be great. But the Giants continue to just fall apart, and it was Richard Justice, our guest yesterday, in the Appliance Discounter phone line, six area locations to serve you, Doug, if you're looking for one. There's one in Illinois, five in Missouri, 314-880-0080. And Richard Justice said, I'm not even sure the Giants are going to make the playoffs, and the Giants were considered, I think, by a lot of people around baseball who cover the game on a regular basis to be the biggest challenger to the Cubs just a couple months ago, but they have been a debacle, and they've lost four in a row now. The Dodgers again get them last night. They're only 10 games over 500 after really pulling away in the National League West and now falling behind, and the Cardinals are only a half game back of the Giants for the top wild card. They're a game and a half up on the Marlins, 3.5 up on the Pirates, and the Mets now back down to 500, 4.5 back of the Cardinals, and as Rick Hummel said to us on Monday, the Mets really have to win this series, and now that will be in the hands of Julio Lugo, who will pitch instead of Steven Matz today, which is reflective of what the Mets are dealing with. And Edmund said it last night, you might be witnessing the two teams in the National League that have been hit hardest by injuries. in the Cardinals and the Mets. And the Mets now at 500, 4.5 back, and 5.5 back with three teams in between them and a wild card spot would be tough to overcome. Of course, it would be possible, but now the Mets are concerned about DeGrom because he's been raked two starts in a row. So that was one of the handful of big names in that rotation who is still healthy.
Dog days of August, Timmy.
Yeah, they in general have dealt with it specifically in the rotation, but Cardinals now only a half game back of the Giants, and it was Drew Silva, friend of the station. I saw him tweet, and I hadn't even really thought about it, but the Cardinals hosting that wild card game, and how much beer he would drink if that were to happen, just because you're talking about a game seven, except it's a game one, mm-hmm. and it's a one-game deal where it's a play-in game. And that would be pretty incredible if it were Cardinals, Giants. It might not be the Giants. Richard Justice is right. I mean, that's really a mess.
They were the best team in the first half, the Giants, and they're the worst in the
second
half.
I don't know what the hell's going on there. But either way, that could be, except it's a weird spot for the Cardinals because they're five games under 500 at home. But they could have that game at Busch Stadium.
How much beer is Drew going to drink? Six tall boys, I would hope.
Six-pack?
And the big question now for the Cardinals moving forward, at least in this game, you need Wainwright, and his ERA is, 8.5 in August. Of course, you factor in that starting at Wrigley, which was brutal. That's going to take a toll on your ERA. But I think they would like to get him in a good place. He was a little better in his last start, but he had that stretch where he was, 12, 13 games in a row where he looked like, okay, Wainwright's found it again. Mm-hmm. And then he's had some rough starts mixed in, too.
Well, they certainly need a good Wainwright down the stretch. I mean, that goes without saying. But if he continues to struggle, I think they're going to have a hard time getting in. But if he can be anything close to the Wainwright that we've seen in recent years, they're in pretty good shape.
You texted me at 5 a.m. that you wanted time to break down Seth Lugo.
Yeah.
So, Doug, this is your chance. Give us the scouting report on Seth Lugo.
Well, he's a kid that's come up through the minors, and I liked him right from the get-go. Athletic kid. He'll try to change speeds and move it in and out and change your eye level at times. And I think that he's got potential to be – I think he can pitch in this league.
Which league is this?
This one.
This one that we're talking about now.
I think that's his specific scouting report. Now, that, of course, wouldn't work for all pitchers.
And now we're seeing the emergence of Randall Grichuk, who's been on a tear since his most recent call-up. And you could just watch him and see he's taking better at-bats. He's not flailing. He says he feels more locked in. And he said the fact that Mike Matheny said, just go out and hit the ball. Don't worry about being yanked out of the lineup if you strike out a few times. And it's paid off because he's been really good.
Seems like he's laying off that low and away slider that got him so much early in the season.
His swing just looks better, too. It was clear that he had a lot of things running through his head when he was taking his at-bats, and now it looks like he's just, he's swinging free and easy.
Free and easy.
Yeah.
Probably in the best shape of his life now.
I think it was Brian Stull was calling him the muscle, that the New York broadcasters during the broadcast were calling him the muscle or something. Randall Grichuk.
That's his new nickname?
Not here.
I bet he doesn't like that.
Not here.
The muscle. Well, he hits him a long way, though. He really does.
What about
and he's the best defensive center fielder that they
What
got.
About that speed off the bat that they talk about?
He's
velocity,
got what I call it exit velocity.
Wait.
I don't know that you guys would understand what that means, but it's the velocity the ball is leaving the bat. We can measure the speed the ball comes in from the pitcher. You've seen that?
I get it. Run differential.
This is different than run differential. It's a little bit different.
Mike Matheny talking about the performance we saw last night from Carlos Martinez, who is on a tear as of late, by the way. For the last 15 starts, 11 quality starts, and he is dealing. Here's your Maggie O'Brien's Fun with Audio. Mike Matheny, courtesy of Fox Sports Midwest.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
He still has the velocity when he wants it, but then when he does that, he's not as fine. And I think he's just understanding that this is about location and movement and trying to add on to that a little bit when he can. But using his second pitch, using his changeup and his breaking ball, both were extremely good. Guys couldn't necessarily think along with what he was going to do because he could throw anything at any particular time. And then had real nice movement in the bottom of the zone. Guys made the plays on the ground balls.
Mike Matheny last night on Carlos Martinez. If the Cardinals can schedule it, and I think I would put it at more than 70% that the Cardinals will be in a spot where they could. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on this. I'm not trying to set the bar high. But just looking at the teams that are around them, especially if they can win today, a rare critical game in August, just from the Mets' perspective, because that's the team that, if DeGrom is healthy, I feel like could be their threat. If they can schedule it out, is it a lock that Martinez is the guy that you give the ball to?
Right now it is. Who else?
I don't know.
I guess the other guy would be Wainwright if he turns it around.
If he turns it around. But if you're judging the pitching staff and who's the go-to guy right now, it is Carlos Martinez.
What up, Low Smart? What's up, Tim?
I would think another team would probably be happy if it was not Martinez. I don't think the other teams would want to hit against Martinez if they had a choice.
He's a different guy with this new approach. I mean, it's not science. You watch him pitch. It's a different sort of delivery. He's not tense. He's just letting it go. And when he's not trying to throw it 99 miles an hour, he does get more movement. He's had better control. And as Derek Lilliquist said, he's a number one guy. He's like a front of the rotation guy, number one, when he's focused and doesn't lose that focus. And you could see Yadi does a good job pulling him aside when things are getting a little dicey.
Here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Tease Farms, Captain's Log, Matt Vaskersian, and Derek Gould will join us on the program. Your emails, the morning after, at InsideSTL.com, and we are giving away a custom club fitting from Golfsmith. Doug, shave strokes off your game.
Like to.
Shave shrubs off your body.
Mm-hmm. That's your job. I'm not a guy laden with a lot of shrubbery, Tim.
Clip that off.
You know me. I'm not a hairy guy.
Great news. You know, the St. Gabriel Golf Tournament is this weekend.
Yeah, a lot of people are talking about it.
Thank you. I agree with you. And I have received word that if I am able to get down to the Farmington region proper, which I'm told is about an hour from here.
You vacation down there from time to time.
I do, as a matter of fact. I like to keep it a secret, but now you know. Yeah. I would be allowed to play with my father's group. My father, of course, the owner, proprietor of this station and all stations.
And the parking lot.
And
he threw out this other fellow who'd already paid. So
no.
He greased a few palms.
No, but my brother's father-in-law is in charge of the tournament.
Oh, he is. So you got a connection. So somebody was shown the door.
No, it's someone a fivesome, baby. It's like Ruth Park or my Forest Park experience.
So rules don't apply to your group because of inside knowledge.
That's a matter of opinion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, it's great if it's you, but the other people following the rules, probably not as great.
So there will be a St. Gabe's event where the rules aren't necessarily followed as they would in some other church's event. I'm not stunned by that.
Now, what do you mean? I don't understand.
Well, they have a history of this... I believe it's a seventh grade basketball tournament where the outcomes appear to be prearranged. I mean, banners are printed up before the tournament's even played.
They bring in Olympic boxing officials and have them.
Well, on the appliance discounter phone lines right now is Fungo, and he is one of the highly ranked St. Gabriel basketball officials, and I don't think he's going to be too happy with what you're saying. No. Fungo, good morning.
Hey, Tim, how are you doing?
I am wonderful.
Hello, Fungo.
How's everything going up there? Sounds fantastic.
Thank you so much. What do you mean up there? Where are you? Down below the Mason-Dixon line?
Well, I guess I will be when I go to Farmington this weekend.
Is that below, Doug? Is that below the Mason-Dixon
line? I don't know.
I think it's borderline.
Yeah, I mean, the Mason-Dixon line starts in Virginia, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's just west of here.
I don't know either one of those guys.
No. So, what do you know yet? Have you determined who will win the tournament this weekend?
Of course.
Damn. Well, I heard that some people took some scorecards from last year to have them start filling out, so I think it's already been predetermined, but you never can tell.
No. I bet Tim's group did quite
well. What about this scandal now that out of nowhere, suddenly you can have five in your group if one happens to be a local broadcast hero whose brother's father-in-law runs a tournament and whose father is very wealthy?
Here's the situation with that. We only allow that on Friday afternoons, okay? And the reason is because there's no hurry to get done, and there's no second tee off time to go. So we allow for a little break here and there. And, of course, we've got to have, Mr. McKernan and his wonderful son there to partake in right. this wonderful event.
And I'm just curious, you allow a little break. It seems like code to me. Would you allow a little break to say to some father and son who happened to work the counter at a local Quick Trip?
Of course, I'm sure, yes.
Clip that off.
We give everybody breaks on Friday afternoons.
Doug, it's a very lenient tournament on Friday. Now, Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon, though, it's down to business. It's like out there at the USGA.
And your group will get like five chances to make the birdie putt. And the other groups will get four. Maybe, maybe not.
Well, that all depends on how good they are.
Thank you. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. I understand Mr. McKernan is quite the golfer, though. So
my father?
We'll see. Oh, yes.
Really?
Right? He's made so darn much money, he's got all kinds of time to play.
Yeah, member at St. Louis, member at Belle Reve. Yeah. You know, standard Tam Avenue stuff. Mm-hmm.
It seems to me, Mr. Fungo, that your view may be clouded by a fistful of 20s.
It's a serious accusation, sir.
50s.
50s, no.
I don't work cheap.
No. Yeah.
Yep. But I just want to say it was great to see you all down at the Wiffleball tournament.
Yeah. Doug, we had a tough time. We got no hit in the game, but other than that, I like the way we played.
Yeah, we don't hit much.
Well, I'm surprised because, you know, when I saw Doug, he was greasing up his hands for the spitballs.
Well,
he told me that was a suntan lotion, though.
Yeah, that's what it was. I couldn't pitch. I had that shoulder issue. Otherwise, I'm sure our team would have done quite well.
I agree with you.
However, the greasy hands is a visual that I'm sure our texters will play with.
You didn't mind them last night.
Tim, like I say, you're more than welcome to come down and play with your family and have a great time as usual. And
congratulations on winning it.
Oh, my God!
That's right. I think we've already got your at 3-under.
Oh, wow.
3-under won't win.
I can't imagine. What score usually wins down there?
Oh, that's just for the first hole.
Oh, very nice. An albatross on the first hole.
That's right. Hey, Fungo, this thing on Saturday night at the St. Gabriel's Gym, my wife is Chesterfield, and she's Protestant, and she looks down on us Catholics on the South Side. It's a terrible thing. But she goes, what are we doing hanging out at a grade school gym when, A, we don't live there, and, B, we don't have any kids? And I think it's a fair question.
Reasonable.
From what
I heard... one of your first jobs was at a place called, what was it? What's the name of that restaurant, Tim?
Pietro's. I bust tables.
Right.
It's wonderful.
That's right. Well, they are the caterers for the night. So
Doug.
It's going to be great.
Nice.
That's number one. We have an open bar for everybody, great music, and a chance to have a good time.
That's all it needs, Doug. Doug, why don't you come on by, too? It'll be wonderful. You can see the St. Gabriel Gymnasium. It's like walking into Pauley Pavilion.
Huh.
Doug, that'll be the first chance you have to come to St. Gabriel's, and we'll be more than welcome to have you.
Well, I like to go sometimes.
I'll even get behind the bar to pour your first drink. How's that?
Oh, you will. Well, that'd be a treat. Yes, sir. I'll have to ask Lady Journalism if I can get some time off.
You got anchor on Saturday?
Oh, sure. Sure.
Of course. What's with you guys and your women here? Well, come on, you got to let's get them.
She's got a firm handle on me, this journalism.
Just run a couple of VOs, and you're fine.
Yeah, I know, but I still have to be there.
Tim, this is the 25th year.
25th tournament, yeah. Doug.
25th year we've been doing this, and we've been, as I said last year, we've been going down to what used to be called Eagle Lake, now Crown Point. And we've actually, last year we set a record with 96 foursomes. We added one more to the afternoon shift on Saturday, so that brings us to 97. If we can do it, we're going to try to get to 100 one of these days.
Doug, why don't we have a foursome?
I'd like to play. I'd like to play.
Well, come on down.
I can't get away.
Yeah, bring your greasy hands on down.
What is it about journalism you don't respect?
The pay?
Yeah, well, there's that.
Fungo, great to hear from you. I hope I can get down there tomorrow. I'm not sure I'll be able to, but hopefully I can get down there.
Okay, well, that would be great, Tim. Be more than happy to see you.
Yeah.
And Doug, you as well.
No.
Of course, talk to the ladies about coming on Saturday night.
Have a great time. Bring everybody
over. Okay, I will certainly try.
Thank you, Fungo.
Get away.
All right, you guys take care.
There you go.
Bye, thank you, Fungo.
St. Gabriel basketball official, Doug.
Mm-hmm. Lead official.
That's right. Yeah, head of officiating, St. Gabriel's right. University. Mm-hmm. Great school.
Already announced that the McKernans have won the tournament.
Right.
Tim might not even be there.
I got the tournament.
It actually is true.
We've already engraved the part of the tournament.
So it starts at 2. I'm told it's an hour to get there, and we're having kind of a lunch tomorrow with the combined new staff from 590 The Fan and CBS Sports 920. And so I hope I can get down there. I don't know what else I'll have to do, too. It's a whole thing. I'd like to be there.
You do try to be nice to your people. But I can't help but think about the unintended consequences sometimes of trying to be nice. Now, you put out a nice memo saying that we're having the staff lunch, sort of welcoming the new pieces, even though we know everyone in the market by now. And it's a nice thing to sort of kick off the big transition. You thanked everyone for their part.
They have been great. The Sea Monster, of course, as always, Brendan Marks, with the website, Scott Gerken at 590. He's been outstanding. Kevin Russell, engineer, our sales staff. It's a whole thing, Doug. It's been I couldn't be luckier.
However,
Danny Packer,
who gave me a mug for my Lewis wife.
Mark,
thank you, Danny Packer.
Branning,
great
Anna
American.
Marie,
however,
Karen Taff.
You mentioned that there's going to be Lion's Choice bringing in sandwiches, and I couldn't help, because we've had incidents in the past where maybe it didn't go far enough and someone was bruised that they didn't get three Lion's Choice sandwiches. So I'm wondering if, even though the intentions were the best, if you're going to have one disgruntled guy running around because he didn't get any curly fries.
So you think we could have a loaded up tomorrow?
I hope so.
Well, the problem is, I think now we have like something like 45 people. I was going through the whole list to make sure that I included everybody, because God forbid I accidentally not include somebody on the email. Because then, as opposed to just, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot, it is interpreted as some kind of malicious Machiavellian scandal to not reward a star properly.
Yes, you're dealing with radio people. That's what my thought was. One guy doesn't get curly fries, and there's going to be hell to pay.
So I was looking, I'm going, my God, a conference room probably holds, I don't know, 20 people at the most. And that's if we pack them in real nice-like. So I said, hey, listen, as always, if you can't make it, you don't want to come, I don't care. But if you would like to ask questions, because there's a lot of things, I wonder if this has happened, I heard this is happening, just ask me. You can text me, you'll get an answer right away, unless I'm in bed or, pleasuring myself. And even sometimes I can multitask. It's pretty impressive.
That's why people don't ask questions.
They still get an answer. Plowhawk, how do you feel about the whole thing? Tell me what I'm doing wrong, tell me what I'm doing right. Plowhawk, everyone.
Well, Tim, as usual, you can't really name off any things you're doing wrong. You're looking quite dapper, by the way, as well.
Thank you so much.
I was, no offense to your look that you usually come in at 7:08 with, white tee and shorts. But I was thrown off by.
It's delicious. It's accurate.
That a salmon? Maybe it's a
is
light
this salmon,
pink.
Doug? How would you describe this color I'm wearing? I think it accentuates my bald head.
It comes across as a pink shirt.
Yeah.
I want to see, because I'm watching this, I'm going to see if you're a true 100% lemming, and you are, because you chose to talk about how wonderful Tim looks, where you did say earlier, the drive is a bit of an inconvenience. We all get that. Mm-hmm. There's really no choice about it.
And I think
the key for all of us that aren't looking forward to the schlep is that on the list of guys who don't want to schlep that far is the guy who owns it, too. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that'll change in the future. But Plowsy chose not to bring that up and talk about your shirt because he is a 100% thorough lemming.
Well, I only noticed the distance and the drive because of the time that I left around 12:15, 12:30.
Oh, so you went out there?
I went out there for a couple hours, ran on the board.
What'd you think, boy?
I ran that system during the 590, the man-woman era, so I am familiar with it. So the first 20 minutes, Rocchio was kind of giving me some bullet points. I already figured it out. And
Matt Rocchio's a good guy, Doug. He's a
fantastic.
Good guy.
What kind of guy?
Brendan Schaefer, good guys. Ambitious, quality youngsters like having those people around. Good people.
We're all going to end up working for Schaefer one day. That's
could
my
be.
Theory.
It could be the case.
And you just dubbed Plowsy a thorough lemming.
Yeah, I mean, he's 100% complete.
Like a thoroughbred is the breed that you want in your horse race.
Well, Plowsy just because
is a thorough lemming.
It's a great opportunity. Everyone's on board, but there are some things that aren't, the best circumstances that will eventually be addressed.
Ideally, January or February.
Right. And we get
that's
that.
Just the drive. Now, I'll tell you this, and Seamaster, I hate to do this because I know the Seamaster does not want to talk. We'll focus on the guest, the Seamaster, his book, because that's what the Seamaster cares about. Matt Vaskirjan, 8 o'clock, Doug, MLB Network host.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Gould, 8:30, Tease Farms Captain's Log. But I know the boys from the Writer's Block. Now, that's a show that airs from 12 to 2. It's
I'm
been
excited
on for,
when that show starts up.
It started up 9 months ago because they have to, cover things and, go to things. Being out that far is a legitimate issue, And so they were asking if there was a way to accommodate this, and Derek Gould stopped by my office.
And everyone heard the conversation. I heard it, too, and I was...
And you're already at home.
Yeah.
And said, is there any way we can accommodate some way that we can do it still in a central location as opposed to where the studios will be for a few months? And Seamaster, he said that it looks like there might be a way to do this. Tell me what's going on.
Well, Gardner and I have discussed a few different options. We're in a situation where maybe we have two of them in studio and the third one can't make it, Gardner is investigating a number of phone apps that maybe rather than just calling in, they would be able to kind of remote in via their cell phone and have a little bit clearer of a signal.
There's studios at the broadcast center, like, which is only like a mile south of here. And the gentleman who owns that gave me a tour of it to potentially put our offices there like a month ago. I didn't think about that. That could be the move.
That could potentially work as well. Or
he's a good guy.
We will have
for a morning show too.
We've been working with two sets of remote equipment here. Once we move to the all new 590 The Fan, we'll actually have three. So we could always just have them set up at a location more convenient for their travels.
What if we just do the show from my living room?
I'd be fine with that.
That could be possible.
Can I throw something out there? It's never been done before, so I'm kind of thinking out of the box, but I'm working on behest of you.
Sure, of course.
Well, what if you buy a giant RV and you put mobile studio in the RV?
I like it so far.
And that way, when this writer's block show you speak of starts, you can move the mobile studio to where they are, and in our case, we could just sail up next to your carport and do the show there.
Doug, I like the sound of that.
I like that plenty. Rosinante's probably still out there.
Rosinante's fitted with a Comrex unit.
Is it? Well, I don't know what we're waiting for.
Guys, just Jennings Skyped in with Joe Roderick a couple times and sounded flawless. That is true. You wouldn't even know any better.
On a Skype.
No. I don't know. I mean, I feel like just for duties at the station, and we'll have the Plowhawk in studios, our board op, I don't know.
Seems like you ought to be able to do that in this day.
It's not. It's really, honestly, you guys haven't been there yet, right? Uh-uh. It's really not that bad of a drive. It's right off the page extension. So
my thing is, when I have to leave early, like for a day game, and I usually leave, 15 or 30 minutes early, and I get brushed back from the owner saying I got to leave early. The hell you are!
Right. That's how I handle things. But I send a few email.
Well, there's probably only one or two more of those, isn't there?
Yeah, that's the good news. But we look forward to it, and I'm very excited about that new show you put together. Where we were the writers.
No, they've been on since January, brah.
So they'll be making their debut when we switch over to KFNS.
No. They've been there since January.
And 12 it's
to
been
2.
On the air.
Right. 12 to 2.
Here.
That's right.
Not on the air, but just they're working through
practicing
some things.
Just to see what it would sound like.
That's right. And then we are live, 7 to 10. I was listening to those boys last night. They will be moving to the 4 to 7 slot, and I'm in the process of interviewing a number of people. For producer / on-air, kind of a, Doug, I call it a hybrid.
I heard you call it a hybrid.
I call it a slash.
I like that. I might call it that now.
Yeah.
The Chris Gardner role, if you would.
I heard rumblings, as it were, that Gardner wants to go to We Are Live. And that was being discussed right now in terms of upping his salary.
Ben Fred would go nuts.
To about like $300,000 a year.
Seems low for a producer.
I like that. I like that Chris Gardner.
Well, we all do. Now, is he a thorough lemming?
No, I don't think so.
No.
He's Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Is he? Who are some of the thorough lemmings?
There's a lot of them out there.
Did you see the last night on the Fox Sports Midwest broadcast, a gentleman they showed wearing a Lemmings t-shirt?
No fool.
Did you see that?
No. Did
somebody
Danny reference it?
I don't know. I wasn't watching it at that time, but somebody tweeted me a shot of the gentleman, Doug. And you know what he looked like?
No.
A patriot.
Yeah, I bet.
Take a look at this. Look at this. There he is with his wife, I assume, and
Lemming, son.
Daughter, son. Daughter. Yeah, so I apologize. I think it's a son. And a lovely Lemming shirt, of course, in the front row, because our listeners are the top 1% of the 1%.
Feels like it, yeah. And he got one of those 3X Lemming shirts that you made.
Looks like it's a 2Xer.
2X.
We didn't make the 3Xer to the dismay of some.
Well, that's some nice visibility.
So what's our last day here? And someone going to bake a bundt cake?
Wednesday, but we'll still be here with our business offices until whenever the new deal is done as far as relocation.
Wednesday's the last day.
Right, but our offices will still be here. until whenever.
All right.
And we are progressing nicely on the lease for the new location.
So the offices will be somewhere else outside?
When we move, everything will be under one roof. But for now, the offices will be down here in the studios in St. Charles, just like it was for the first 2.5 years of the station, that we were downtown and the studios were in the Central West End. But, Doug, in the long term, I assure you, this is the better move.
You know,
it's just we got to pay a little price. It's a cost of doing business for 4 months.
You know, it's a great area for a radio station is that area right on Manchester around Bope.
And now that's right around where you reside.
Now that you mention it, it is.
They got a Schnucks right there, don't they?
Friendliest stores in town, sir. Yeah.
They also have a Deerberg's. It's a
Deerberg's.
Palace. It's a palace.
I can't get cell signal in there.
Yeah, I bet you get office space in there, too, right in the Deerberg's. We could broadcast right by the cold cut section.
Right. Do some shopping.
Good exposure.
Hey, Tim, I had Brian's paint out at my house last night. Told him to just... Hold on a second, Doug. Too many texts are coming in. Told them to just give me whatever you did for Tim, except we would like a huge mural of Doug's luscious rump on the bedroom ceiling. Support the sponsors. That's Mark, and it's Mark with a C, so it could be Bulger, theoretically. Brian's paint.
It is. Yeah.
Brian's paint is who painted our house. Now, we didn't get any murals, but I guess they can do that for you.
Well, I don't know. That's an artist. That's different than a commercial painter.
They could do it.
You can
it.
Like them on Facebook, Brian's Painter. Go to their website, brianspaint.com. We loved them, and plus they fixed up the spot in the garage where I may or may not have run into it.
They did. They with spackle?
Was that a repair? That's not a paint. That's repair, isn't it?
Yeah. So they can repair, too, if you happen to run into your garage.
I'm calling those guys once baseball season ends because I got a couple of jobs for them.
The quality of the paint job is equal to the quality of the preparation.
Nice. What does that mean?
That means you can't just start painting. You've got to prepare the surface.
Spackle, sand.
Exactly. Any good painter will tell you that.
Here's a little tip for the kids that are in a dorm room. If you've damaged your dorm room but you don't want to pay for it, you can take toothpaste and use that as spackle.
Yeah.
Get a little sandpaper, and that'll hold for about 3 or 4 days until you're out of there.
Right.
No one will know.
Well, you know, spackle doesn't cost very much. You could get the real stuff. It's only a couple bucks. For
Brian's paint takes care of it. That's what I know. Yeah. Brian's paint. Doug, get a mural. What'd you get a mural of? You get a mural in the house.
I don't have a mural.
Yeah, but if you could.
I don't need one.
That's a good top five. Number one for me, because I'm a med head, would be Adrian's Med.
Yeah, I figured that would be it.
An entire mural of Adrian's Med.
What about Adrian Barbeau?
That'd be a little too much, don't you think? Va va voom.
Maybe something in the boudoir.
Va va voom.
Fun fact here, Iggy just texted me, and this kind of takes us full circle. I used to bang a broad that lived on Manchester and Bope.
It's not really a residential area right there. That's a retail area. There's an Ace Hardware right there.
Maybe she worked in the
Ace Hardware.
Lawnmower department. You don't know.
She may well have. This Iggy, he's got quite a history.
You know what? Iggy sent over an audio postcard.
Today?
yesterday afternoon, as a matter of fact. Plowhawk, have you listened to this yet? Ladies and gentlemen, the Plowhawk.
Yeah, it's pretty good, dude.
Doug, you know, you were saying, I wonder what Debbie Gibson's up to.
Yeah, I've had that thought many nights.
It's time for an Iggy audio postcard.
Okay, hit the lever, Plowsy.
The name of the movie, Summer Dreams, we were talking about Debbie Gibson. Debbie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. It's been a few years. Everything okay?
Everything's more than okay. I'm a girl getting a star in a Hallmark movie. That makes life really sweet.
I can't believe they were snubbed by the Academy, but Mega Python versus Gatoroid and Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. I pulled out the March 2005 issue of Playboy when I knew I was interviewing you. You know you have a tie into Missouri in that issue?
I do. Tell me.
The Playmate of the Month is from Washington, Missouri. Jillian Grace. She's the girl that Howard Stern found.
Fantastic.
So it's good saving those old Playboys, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's a good issue then.
You and Tiffany, everybody wants to blow this up, that you and Tiffany had this big rift back in the day, who was better, and we're fighting against each other. You guys are actually pretty good friends, aren't you?
Still talking about this? Why do you have to pick one favorite? Like, you can buy more than one album, people, you know, so I never understood that. But, yeah, she and I are great friends. Yeah, she's awesome.
I'm having trouble getting a hold of her. She's in town Friday, so if you can reach out to her and text her, say, Iggy needs to get you on the air, call him.
Perfect.
Once again, Debbie Gibson. She produces, and she's starring in Summer of Dreams this Saturday, 8 o'clock St. Louis time on the Hallmark Channel. Look forward to it. Hey, kid, keep up all the good work. We look forward to seeing the movie.
Wait, before I go, I have one quick question for you.
Sure.
Has Doug Free Dotem yet?
No, it's gaining steam though, Deb. It's all over St. Louis on billboards, and he's going to have to.
Thank you, Iggy.
I think he's going to have to cave here pretty soon.
Be sure to keep me posted, all right?
I will. I'll text you as soon as I know that he's freed.
All right, good. I've been losing sleep over it.
All right, make sure you text Tiffany. Tell her I need her on the air.
All right, I'll do that right when we hang up.
Thanks, kiddo. Congrats on all the success. We're looking forward to Saturday.
Bye.
She's 57 years old, kiddo. But celebrities are getting on board.
It sounds like Debbie Gibson. She's saying Electric Youth is now wanting to see Dotem free. Does that change your mind?
It doesn't change my mind. Who put her up to it? She's not. She's still
probably streaming
fabulous.
Right now.
She still looks fabulous, according to this website that I'm trying to figure out what Debbie Gibson
What are you
Gibson
on, Free
did.
Ones, baby?
No, Debbie Gibson, official website there. Yeah, I'm just disappointed that she got into that whole thing because now, you know, she doesn't stand for law and order of any type. I think that's pretty clear.
She's pro-liberty.
Well, pro-redemption's more like seems.
How about we be pro-doing what's right? How about that? How about we side with right instead of wrong? How about we let Dedum quietly serve his punishment? Dotem.
Bo Deedle.
Dedum. What is Debbie Gibson's net worth? Because
$5 million.
It seems to me, and I could be wrong about it because they're wonderful people and it's a great network and they do good works. But it seems to me that if you're a legitimate actor, actress, entertainer, that's where a career goes to die when you're on Hallmark.
Well, I don't know. They're working. Careers that have gone to die have already died. It says their net worth is $5 million.
Is it $5
million? Yeah, that's what it says.
Good for you, kiddo.
Yeah. Doug, do you have a problem with the kiddo thing?
Yeah, why are we calling her kiddo?
Matt Vasgersian is going to be with at 8. Should I say, good to hear from you, kiddo?
No, that's kind of like talking down to somebody.
I think Vasgersian's like 10 years older than me, too. So, but I think it works. I like it. I liked it. It
kiddo.
It conveys some kind of affable relationship.
Well, I guess
it puts the guest at ease.
Iggy is older than her, but still I don't think you'd call a 45-year-old gal a kiddo.
He looks fabulous,
according to
when he knew that he was interviewing her, he pulled out her Playboy. Do you do that ever, Denny?
I've never done that, Tim. No. I thought she used to be like a religious-type singer, wasn't she?
Religious people get naked too, brah.
Well, not usually in Playboy.
I don't know what the time frame is. She might have done the nudity and then gone into Christian music. I'm not sure the timeline on that.
All right, well, whatever.
But, the body's the temple, Doug.
Amen.
They don't even do the nudity in Playboy anymore.
Yeah, they don't, do they? Mm-mm. I haven't looked at that in so damn long.
Yeah. I don't know how any magazine makes it. I just don't.
Magazine has those huge parties.
Yeah, I get the local magazines, at least you can still sell the ads. But I don't know how all these magazines you still see on the newsstand. I mean, anything you want is on the Internet, isn't it, without paying for it? Any narrow focus interest that you might have, it's right there for you.
That Tim Walters email.
Oh, yeah, Tim Walters.
There's a lot of good magazines still out. He usually points something out.
Hey, Tim, me and my friends are going out boozing all day Saturday, then back to the hotel to have sex with each other. Would you or Doug like to join, please? That's from Sean Mahoney's Deadeye.
Well, we appreciate the invitation, but the answer is going to be no.
Yeah, I feel badly, but I got the St. Gabriel's post-golf tournament party at the St. Gabriel's gym.
Although, you could always cancel.
I wouldn't cancel that. That's almost as high holy as the St. Gabriel School picnic. Mm.
Suddenly, there's been a change, Doug, because it used to be just you were invited to those sort of get-togethers, and now Tim is.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about that.
It's the excessive lemonade that's going on.
Is it possible that you were just the flavor of the month or the flavor of 5 years?
Yeah, I think that is. I think it's entirely possible. I think the worm has turned.
Hey, man, I'm up for sleeping with the listeners just like you are.
And both of you have rich track records to prove it.
Absolutely. Been banging the listeners for years.
Oh, you haven't.
Wait. Doug, we're in the Gateway Buick GMC studios right now, and they're located at I-270 McDonald Boulevard online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Need to get your car work done? That's fine. Go to I-270 McDonald Boulevard. It's Gateway Buick GMC with over 38 service bays. They get you in, out, and back on the road in no time. This month, enjoy back-to-school savings of 10% off any service repair you may need. Book your service appointment conveniently online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. And if you're in the market for a new or used car, please make sure that you do business with Gateway Buick GMC. Doug, the name of the game is supporting the sponsors. Because if it were ratings, we would have never lasted more than a month.
We never got that encoder, did we?
I don't think so.
Are you going to get one for the new spot?
I think they have one at KFNS, but it's so irrelevant to the business model that I haven't even asked about it. Yeah, Matt.
Hello, Matt. Matt! Matt! Matthew! Hey, okay. Okay. Yes.
This is Mad Mike.
Oh, hello, Mad Mike. Mad Mike! Michael! Mike! Mike!
Yeah, how you doing?
Yes, okay.
Yeah, hey, Doug Vaughn, why don't you have your own show in this new format that Tim McKernan's trying to run over there at 590? How come you don't have your own show?
Well, I'm not interested in having my own show. I don't like to talk much.
This guy's back. The cat, did you like this guy or didn't like this guy?
I was mixed.
Hey, Doug Vaughn always liked me. Hey, by the way, I want season 5 of My Order, if I'm invited.
You'd like seasoned fries. Don't they come with a little seasoning on there?
I don't know. But in case you invite me, I want to be on the list. I want season 5.
No, I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll try to make that happen.
Yeah, hey, and by the way, what owner is Tim Markell? Is that the one that's running 590?
Okay, wait.
I know it's fake, and I can't do the fake thing.
All right. He does call other stations.
Yeah, and then I don't really find it a lot amusing, to be honest with you, especially since it's fake.
I didn't understand.
Like, if it's fake, you think like the material would be better.
All right, let's check out Vinny.
Okay.
Vinny's on there.
Doug, here you go.
I want to hear from Vinny.
Hello, Vincent.
Vinny.
Vincent, hello, Vin.
How you doing, Vinny?
Hello.
Yes. How you doing, Vinny?
Hey, good. It's Timmy the Tickler.
Oh, great. Keep it clean once. Maybe you could have a clean call. Just keep it clean.
No, it's going to be clean, Doug. I got a couple things to ask you, first off.
Oh, great. Okay.
Do you guys know when the next golf tournament's going to be?
Yeah, you know, I keep hearing about this. Jennings was talking about it being like in mid-October at Normandy, Doug. Okay. Back to Normandy we go, Timmy the Tickler. Did you play in the one at Normandy in May?
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that again. The next thing, Doug, I heard you talking about me and how you were pretty close to suspending me indefinitely. So I wanted to apologize.
Oh, my gosh.
It's about time.
So the first thing I did was I wrote you a apology letter, and it's in the mail. You should be getting it today or tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, you sent it to the station here?
I did.
All right.
The second thing is that for every suspension in September, to kind of congratulate you guys on your new radio, I will donate $1 to charity.
Oh, my
God. You will. For each suspension of August?
For September, Doug.
Coming up this next month. Okay.
So it's August.
Correct. And right. So you're a little softer on the suspension.
Yeah.
If you don't suspend anybody in a day, I will donate $5 to charity.
Well, that's not likely to happen. Because I suspend generally more than 5 people a day.
What he's saying, though, is maybe that you can be a little softer, and then the charity benefits.
Well, the charity benefits if I'm a little more strict. Because oftentimes I spend more than 5.
You get to pick the charity too, Doug.
All right.
So it can be Kids for Cancer. I know the Three Little Birds.
Yep.
You pick it. I just want you to know that I don't want to be suspended indefinitely, and this is kind of a peace offering.
Oh, it's nice.
Okay.
And you like the Clinton Foundation? Maybe that.
I don't care for it. No. Okay. So $1 for each suspension in September, $5 for every day where no one is suspended.
You got it. And if any of the listeners want to join in and do it, that's fine.
Wow! Match Timmy the Tickler's donation.
Okay.
Anything else doing, Tickler?
No, I'm just going to hang up and not get suspended today.
Wow, look at this guy, Doug. Turned over a new leaf.
That's nice. It's good to hear that you've gone the straight and narrow path.
And he pinkled us.
All right.
Matt Vaskirjian going to join us at the top of the hour. Doug, also, we had with the Bomber O'Brien's up-and-coming adult film star yesterday, I have to apologize because, as it turns out, the lass who was honored...
She's not real.
No, she's real, but she has gone into... She's mainstream. She is a mainstream actress and model, and those days are behind her, and her adult film name was relayed to me as being different than what it actually was, and so it became a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so for that, let me make it clear, Doug, we apologize for that.
You kind of took her off guard, did you?
Yes, and it certainly wasn't intentional. I didn't realize she had moved on from that industry. And also, for the record, she's not from Nebraska. She's from Oceanside, California.
Oh, is that right? Down there by San Diego.
Is that where that is?
Yeah.
You going to fire your scouting director?
I wouldn't get into any internal business publicly.
So they were very upset to have heard that she made your list.
Understandably, considering she's no longer in the industry, she was not happy about the whole thing. And so I apologize. Of course, it wasn't done with malice. If anything, we thought we were giving her a great compliment, but that was clearly not how it played out. We couldn't be more sorry.
And now she's shocked that her past is going to continue to haunt her like
that. Well, I don't know about that, but we wanted to make sure that it is clear that she is no longer in the adult industry.
Okay. Maybe she'll get a Hallmark film.
Debbie Gibson was just on with Iggy talking about her Hallmark film. I don't know. I know she's actually in the show Ballers. You ever watch that with The Rock?
Uh-uh.
It's a good show on HBO Sunday nights. So, Doug, we want to make clear on that. So not an adult film star, not Nebraska, Oceanside, California.
Okay, you're going to have to find someone else then.
That's right. So maybe we'll double up next time on that. So our apologies, my apologies, it was my responsibility. We're going to be joined by Matt Vasgersian coming up at the top of the hour, and then Derek Gould at the bottom of the hour. It is the Ryan Kelly Morning After, CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.